With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In its first abortion case since it overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, the Supreme Court agreed to take up a dispute over a medication used in the most common method of abortion in the United States.
The justices will hear appeals from the Biden administration and the maker of the drug mifepristone. They're asking the high court to reverse an appellate ruling that would cut off access to the drug through the mail and impose other restrictions. The case will be argued in the spring with a decision likely by late June in the middle of the 2024 presidential and congressional campaign.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting the nine justices rejected a separate appeal from pro-life groups who challenged the Food and Drug Administration's initial approval of mifepristone as safe and effective in 2000. And the Supreme Court will hear appeals that could upend hundreds of charges stemming from the Capitol attack, including against ex-President Donald Trump. The justices have agreed to review an appellate ruling that revived a charge against three defendants from Texas, Pennsylvania, and New York, accused of obstruction of an official proceeding. Also at SRNnews.com, with its latest policy meeting ending today, the Fed expected to provide some highly anticipated hints about the extent of rate cuts next year. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says the Fed's strategy of hiking interest rates seems to have worked so far.
I think the Federal Reserve should be feeling increasingly good about where the economy is at the moment. Unemployment recently edged down to 3.7%, and the trends on inflation are positive in the sense of they're coming down from the peak.
Economic analyst Mark Hamrick. On Wall Street, the Dow had 11 points, and the NASDAQ is up 19. This is SRN News. Bad news for Christian ministries.
A federal judge in Washington state has ruled that World Vision must hire gay people in violation of its strongly held religious beliefs. Judge James Robart says the giant Christian relief agency can only bar homosexuals from, quote, ministerial positions, but must hire them for any other job. The decision is going to be appealed, but it sent a troubling message about how far the government can go in limiting the religious freedom of ministries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After a tornado destroyed Pastor Jacques Boyd's Nashville church in 2020, Pastor Vincent Johnson lent him space to worship in. Now Boyd is returning the favor. A twister ripped through Johnson's Community Baptist Church over the weekend, and Boyd's Mount Bethel Missionary Baptist Church is stepping up. The two pastors have been friends for some time, both attending American Baptist College in Nashville and joining the same fraternity. This is SRN News. A final goodbye today for North Dakota's sheriff's deputy killed in a crash involving a U.S. senator's son.
Deputy Paul Martin was 53 years old and leaves behind a wife, three children, and four grandchildren. His loss has shaken the community where even people he arrested praised him. Bismarck Police and Senator Kevin Kramer said his adult son, Ian, was having a mental health issue when he fled the hospital, crashing through the door of an ambulance bay. He was driving over 100 miles per hour on the highway when he crashed into Martin's squad car. Ian Kramer is charged with manslaughter. I'm Julie Walker.
A fire that started in a deli in New York City spread to at least five other stores. The fire started in the deli at Kingsbridge section in the Bronx. No other injuries reported that caused that fire under investigation. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.